lovely guest, Kara Swanson. Welcome to the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yes, I'm so excited. Like, we literally just said this, and all my listeners know that I love a good wellness topic, a good wellness conversation. So I could talk to you for probably 5 hours straight. So I'm very excited for this episode. And for the listeners, Kara is an anti-inflammatory nutritionist and the creator of Life Well Lived. So if you would like to give us a brief little introduction of yourself, I would love that.
Yeah. So I'm a nutritionist, like you said. I specialize in helping women get rid of their inflammation, because inflammation is at the root cause of so many health issues, you know, inability to lose weight, low energy, digestive issues, all of that. And so we really dive in, and we do that through the right nutrition. So it's pretty impactful when you can nourish your body in the right way and heal the body as well.
I love that. I just very, very impulsively announced to the podcast and my Instagram that I am going on a whole food detox. So this episode is also going to be very helpful for me in that. We basically just have been eating out for like 2 weeks or 2 weeks, 2 months because of moving. Okay. And I'm over it. So yeah.
Yeah, moving will do that to you. And it's like, okay, now I need all the fresh foods for sure.
Yes. Give me the broccoli.
Yeah.
But in true peak and pit fashion, I love to start with the peak and pit of your week, aka the best part of your week and the worst part of your week. So I normally start with the peak, but I say we end on a high. And what was your pit of this past week?
I honestly, I'm having a hard time. I would say washing my hair would be the pit.
I love that.
I really couldn't think of anything. It's really been a great week. So I hate doing that. So when that happens every week, there we go.
Those are like, you know, you're in a very good spot in your life when you have a hard time looking for your pit. Cause I know sometimes I do too. And I'm like, okay, that's a great sign, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Also, I can relate. So now I'm just curious, how many times a week do you wash your hair?
Two times.
Me too. I'm a two timer, and today's hair wash day, which is why it's like this. Yes. So
mine's getting there for sure. Yes.
No, yours looks good. Okay. I love that. My pit of the week is very in line with my peak of the week. And that is that it's just when you move. And so like we weren't just talking about this. I was just talking to my friend about this, but all of the furniture that we have that we just unboxed throughout this move is from before, pretty much like right when my husband and I started dating, aka all my stuff from when I lived in a tiny little apartment, and it was very girly and ruffly and frilly. And we live in a house now, and it's just not going to cut it. So we are having to buy – not having. It's a privilege to be able to do this for sure. But we are buying a lot of furniture right now. And it's just – it's crazy to watch your money is just, you know, fly out the window.
Yes, for sure. Especially when you have to buy a lot, you know, for like every room and all of that. Yeah.
All at one time. Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, things could be worse for sure. Don't feel bad for me. Okay, cool. And how about the best part of your week?
My husband and I just celebrated our 13th wedding anniversary yesterday.
Oh, happy anniversary. What did you do?
What did we do? Well, we kind of celebrated before. I'll say we celebrated before, because last night was not, I mean, I didn't mind it. We just grabbed something quick and we went for a walk, which I'm okay with, you know, 13 years in.
I love that.
This weekend we went and there was like this, it's like this candlelight. I don't know if they have them in your cities. They said they're like in 160 cities, but it's like this candlelight, like music symphony type thing. And it was really fun.
And that sounds amazing.
Yeah. And there's different themes. Like there's Adele. And then there was, ours was Taylor Swift, which was just kind of, yeah.
That sounds so fun. Oh my gosh. I'm jealous.
Yeah, it was super cool. So yeah, something different to do. So I'll say that was our major celebration. And last night was just, hey, let's just grab something quick and go for a walk, which I still loved.
So I don't know what this means about me, but I think that I now love like elderly couple hobbies, aka going for a walk, sitting on the patio, making coffee. Like, I love that. Yeah. So I agree with you. I think that's a great celebration.
Yeah, I know. My dad was kind of like, that's not very anniversary. And I'm like, I actually really enjoyed it. So I'm not going to apologize for it.
Also, to be fair, it wasn't like 10 or 20 or 15, like some 13 is great accomplishment, but it's not,
it's not like a big one. Yeah. Yep.
Right. So, yeah. Also, now I'm curious, what city do you live in?
I'm in Ankeny, Iowa, but Des Moines area.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. I've been through there on a train, but never stopped for the night, but yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Well, my peak of the week is that so I had in my brain, when you if you're shopping for, I don't know, like a wedding guest dress or something, and in your mind you come up with something exactly like what you want, but you've never seen it before.
Yeah.
So that's what I did for my entire living room furniture. Yeah. Turns out no one makes that. So, well, they did, but it's just unfortunately not quite in my budget. I found the most beautiful chair ever, but it was literally $5,000 for one chair. And I was like, I just can't justify it. So my peak is that last night we officially found all of our furniture, media console, coffee table, accent chairs, rug. We decided on it and we're purchasing. So I feel it took us I literally was probably spending maybe 10 hours on my computer trying to find this stuff that I made up in my brain that nobody makes. So
yeah.
I do feel accomplished now.
that's so exciting and just like a relief too to have it done.
Yes. I just want to click order, have it delivered. Anything that was going to ship in more than 5 weeks, I was like, yeah, no, that's not going to happen.
I need it now. Thank you.
Yeah. These chairs I found that I really did love said that they would ship in November.
Oh, wow. What?
It's April.
No. Yeah.
No. What am I going to do? Sit on the floor? No.
We need Amazon delivery here.
I know. Can Amazon have a nice furniture brand? That would be so nice.
I'm sure eventually, right? They probably have it in the world.
Yeah. Come on, Jeff. Up to it. Oh, I love it. Well, it sounds like a pretty darn good week for both of us.
Yeah. I'm okay with it.
Cool. All right. Well, it's time for you to just fascinate me with all of your knowledge in the nutrition world. So back to the basics. First things first, what is inflammation and how do we become inflamed?
Yeah. So if you didn't know, there's actually two types of inflammation. So there's acute inflammation and chronic inflammation. And acute inflammation is where it's more localized. And so a physical condition in which part of the body, when you get a cut, you get reddened and swollen and it can be a little painful. That's a reaction to an injury. And that's actually good. That's your body healing and helping it. But chronic inflammation is where it just continues to fester, right? And where you don't do anything, to help it. And it's internalized oftentimes, internally, and where it affects then different organs and different things, just our health in general. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I always get confused with the word acute when it comes to medical things. Cause I'm like, what does that mean again? But okay. So something that's a one-off thing. Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Yeah. Like if you hurt yourself, it's a little painful, it's localized, but then it heals itself essentially. Yeah.
Okay. And for chronic inflammation, can you dive deeper a little bit into that? What does that look like or feel like in the body? And how does someone know that they are inflamed?
Yeah. So that can look like so many different things. And that's why inflammation is so important. So, you can have inflammation when you have heart disease, that's from inflammation. You have inflammation when you have low energy, when you have gut issues, when you can't lose weight, inflammation impacts so much. And so that's how those are I would say symptoms, of inflammation. And oftentimes it does start with, just a little bit tired, right? Or, maybe a little bit of weight gain or hormonal imbalance. But then if it continues, right, oftentimes women will just be like, oh, it's fine, a little low energy, it's okay. But it continues to get worse, and that low energy can get lead to more like fatigue, or that low energy and just all the inflammation can then cause other symptoms in the body. And so that's why a lot of women will have like low energy and digestive issues, and you know, they can't lose weight. It's like all these things. And so, yeah, it's important to get rid of it.
So I could be very wrong here, but I'm just thinking about when you have these symptoms of like tiredness, fatigue, mm-hmm. gut problems, whatever, and you go to the doctor, it doesn't, mm-hmm. This is where I could be so wrong, but I don't really feel like they're like, oh, it's inflammation. They're mostly just like, oh, you have this, you know, mm-hmm. illness or something. Have you found that?
Yeah, for sure. Or, you know, they just are like, everything's fine, right? A lot of, and that's the thing, like you can get blood work done and it's not necessarily going to show that you have fatigue or that you have joint pain or that you can't lose weight, right? You know what I mean? Like it's not going to show up. And sometimes it does, it shows up in your CRP number, you know, but it doesn't always show up in blood work. And so you can still have inflammation, but yet your blood work be fine. And then that's where like the confusion sets in. And doctors, you know, they're not trained in nutrition. They're trained in medicine, you know, and just maintaining, right? Like your symptoms, not actually healing or getting you better. And so they don't offer that because they just don't know. You know what I mean? That's just not their realm of expertise. Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Or just trying to help you feel better quicker as opposed to maybe trying to dig a little bit deeper with it. So what do you find with the women that you work with is the most common few, I guess, either illnesses or symptoms that people come to you with?
Yeah. I mean, I would say weight is a big one. Women want to lose weight. I would say pain, though, is oftentimes really common, like whether it's arthritis or, you know, just joint pain that hasn't turned into arthritis, you know, fatigue, different, I would say digestive issues, all those four are kind of like the core four that I see. So like digestive issues could be like IBS, you know, bloating, constipation, those types of things.
Mm-hmm. So how do you guide your clients to find what that root cause is or where this inflammation is coming from?
Yeah. Well, it really is comes down to like lifestyle and like the habits that women have, right? That's what's like affecting their health, you know? And so we identify, okay, what habits need to be changed. And oftentimes, yeah, like lifestyle, you know, like nutrition is obviously at the top of the list on that. You want to be moving, but it really comes down to nutrition. That's really where I focus on when I work with women, is making sure that they have the right nutrition, they're nourishing their body in the right way so that they can get rid of the inflammation, you know, going on in their bodies.
So what are pro inflammatory foods?
Yeah. So before I get into pro, let's talk about anti-inflammatory foods, because those are I take a very different approach, because a lot of times women are like, it's like, let's like take out foods, right? It's really like focus on that, or they're like elimination and all of that. And I take a different approach because I actually focus more on what to add in. What do you need to focus on? Because that's also going to shift your mindset, because you're not going to be in this like, oh, I feel deprived, I can't have this, or oh, those are the things I can't have. It's more, no, let's focus on what to focus on, like what to eat. And then that's just going to make it so much easier. You know what I mean? And then it's naturally going to weed out the things that aren't nourishing your body, you know? But if you're over here focusing on, you know, what you shouldn't have, because I actually never say you can't ever have those things again, right? Because I want you to have balance. But it's just a different approach. But as far as anti-inflammatory foods, so I really focus on a lot of fiber-rich foods. Fiber is so good for our health, and specifically inflammation. And so a lot of legumes, a lot of whole grains, vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, all of those are so just going to help tremendously.
Yeah, I like that. Let's keep going with that. So give me your perfect anti-inflammatory, I'm using diet in the way of like way of eating, not diet.
Yeah, I hear you.
Your perfect day of an anti-inflammatory diet.
For me, like if I was going to eat it, so I always start my morning with a smoothie. So I'll have, that's my favorite go-to every morning. It has like fruit in it. It has some nut butter. It has flax meal. And flax meal is going to give me a lot of protein. It's going to give me a lots of fiber, which I want. Obviously, the fruit is going to do that too. And then I'll add turmeric. And turmeric is the number one on the anti-inflammatory index of foods to take that will help get rid of inflammation. So that's really key. So I'll add that in. And then, yeah, that's my breakfast typically. And the great thing about fiber is it's super satiating and it has a second meal effect. So people think protein is, and yes, I get it. Protein, you know, you digest it slower. So it does feel like it's satiating, but it doesn't have the second day, the second meal effect. And the second meal effect is, you know, when you eat fiber at breakfast, you actually are less hungry for lunch. So you eat less at lunch, but then you're also less hungry for dinner. So you're eating less, you know, so you're naturally eating less without actually feeling hungry or like, you know, like you're actually eating less, if that makes sense.
Yeah. You're kind of like fueling your body at like a two times rate, maybe.
Yeah.
I love that. I just had a smoothie this morning, so it sounds like I'm doing well. Okay, lunch. What is lunch?
Lunch is always a hodgepodge. I always just throw something together. But like today I had kale, I had quinoa, I had chickpeas, I had potatoes in there. It was just really quick, but that was like really nourishing and filling because it has tons of fiber. Again, fiber is so key.
And then dinner.
I'm trying to think of just like a dinner that we've recently had. Well, because it's still, I mean, it's getting somewhat warm, but we live in Iowa, so it's still, but I love soup. So I love like a good soup. I'm obsessed with this chickpea potato soup, which sounds like I just had chickpea and potatoes, but I'm not having that tonight. I'd probably have it in another day, but yeah, something like that. I don't know. We do a lot of bowls. So a lot of quinoa and just different legumes. We do a lot of Mexican style. You know, with peppers and things like that.
Yeah, I could eat chickpeas all day.
It's I love like
them. One of my favorites.
Roast them.
Oh yeah, roast them. I saute them, make them a little crispy. Just straight out of the can.
I love it. See, you're doing good. Yeah.
So, for those who are like, okay, great, eat more fiber. Mm-hmm. How would you suggest someone navigate that of like how much fiber, how do they know they're getting enough? How exactly, what's like a scientific equation of making a meal so that it's anti-inflammatory, if that makes sense?
Yeah, no, it does. So you want to, so the bare minimum that you want is 25 grams a day. And that's actually on the lower end. That's actually recommended. The 25 grams is actually recommended for those who just want to go to the bathroom regularly, to be honest. So that's like the base. Yeah. So that's like the base. So like I would aim more like 35, 40 grams would be even better to give you all the benefits of fiber. And that's the thing too. You know, a lot of times people will think, oh, well, I can just take a supplement for my fiber, right? But it's not going to do all the benefits. It might make you go to the bathroom, you know, but it's not going to give you all the other benefits that you need. You know, it adds bulk to your food, you know, without the added calories. It, you know, it prevents your body from absorbing calories too. It feeds your gut flora, you know, lowers your cholesterol, all of these things. And so it's really important that you're getting it from like the actual food, not just a supplement.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it kind of freaks me out sometimes with like I don't know, if you get like a protein shake and it's literally, you know, in a plastic bottle and it's got 20 grams of protein, but then it has like 10 grams of fiber. I'm like, but there's no like beans or broccoli in here, so I don't like that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, and to your question too, like how to navigate it. You know, it's really important, especially when you aren't eating a lot of fiber, to do it in a slower way. So like a step-by-step way. So, you know, not changing everything at once, you know, which we're so prone to do, but instead being like, okay, I'm going to focus on breakfast first and then I'll add in, you know, lunch and then maybe a snack and then dinner, you know, but a step-by-step so that your body will get used to it. You're not getting overwhelmed by the changes, you know, and you're still benefiting. It's just not going to overwhelm you. And then you're going to be much more likely, right, to stick with it, which is what we want. We want that long-term change too.
Yeah, definitely. And So in line with the long-term change, if someone is currently, you know, kind of tired all the time or mm-hmm. is a little bit achy, but just thinks that that's, you know, part of being 35 years old or something like that, and nothing happens to make changes to sort of help the inflammation go away, what would that turn into? Like, what does that look like? Oops, my bad. 10 years from now.
So many different things. Yeah. I mean, because that's what inflammation does. So it can lead to, you know, the aches can lead to just more pain. You know, I've had women who come to me who can like barely walk up the stairs because they have so much pain, you know, and it started like that, right? Oh, it's just a little bit, it's just aches, you know, and then now they like can barely walk up the stairs. Or I'm working with a woman who her hands hurt so bad, she has to tape them in order to hold her granddaughter's hand, you know, like, because it hurts so bad. She actually told me though that she doesn't have as much pain. So it's like definitely working. And she's like, it's really awesome to see because she's getting her life back, you know, at that point. So yeah, I mean, it just manifests itself. It can even go into issues like, you know, fatty liver disease, you know, or, you know, it leads to Crohn's or just different, you know, things that like, you just don't want to have to deal with, you know, heart disease, all of those things, you know? And so it just leads to diseases that could have been preventable if you had taken action earlier, you know?
Yeah, definitely. It's kind of like, sounds to me like maybe turning into autoimmune type diseases or things like that. Yeah. So what are maybe like 3 to 5 lifestyle habits that a lot of people are commonly doing that are really wreaking havoc in terms of long-term health and inflammation?
Yeah, that they're doing. I would say not eating breakfast. Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, wait, tell me more.
I know, it's like intermittent fasting and all of that, but honestly, there's not been enough study to show, and a lot of women are coming up with like hormonal issues from that. And our body, like if you think about it, just like taking out like, you know, science and just all this, like we need those calories during the beginning of the day to fuel our whole day, right? It just makes sense because you have the whole day to like use those calories. Mm-hmm. It also works in line with our circadian rhythm, you know, because you are, you know, you need to eat more. And then what I do is you eat more at breakfast, little bit of, you know, like, and it gradually gets like fewer as you go to dinner, you know? So it's more and gradually like smaller. And breakfast is really just going to kickstart your day. I cannot tell you how many women who didn't eat breakfast or didn't eat maybe the right breakfast, you know, and it just changes everything. Like they're just amazed, you know, how the right fiber rich breakfast just sets you up for success for the whole day. Yeah.
So what about those people who are like, but I'm never hungry when I wake up?
Well, yes, we got to fix that. Be hungry, and maybe you're not hungry right away, right? But maybe at least like within an hour or two, like you should probably be feeling a little bit hungry. And we just got to get that circadian rhythm back to where it needs to be, you know, your biological clock just back to where it needs to be. Yeah.
And I would assume, like, I love that phrase. That's basically what you just said. It's like eat like a king at breakfast, a queen at lunch, and like a peasant at dinner or something like that. I'm sure if you do that, then you are going to be hungry at breakfast.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Because if you're not eating, and that's the thing too, a lot of people are eating a lot in the evenings, right? They're snacking, they're, you know, eating a later dinner, all of those things. So like, yeah, you might not, you know, it's just setting things off, you know, for them the next day. Yeah. Yeah.
So what is your opinion on coffee before food?
I'm okay with it.
Oh, not what I thought you were going to say. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think it like, I mean, I guess it depends on, are you adding a bunch of sugar, you know, obviously like just in general, right? If you're adding a bunch of like sweeteners and things like that, you know, like that, we want to like be cautious of that. But if you have coffee, it's fine.
Doesn't matter. Oh, I love that. I've also, what's your opinion on with intermittent fasting? I've heard for men, great, works like a charm. For women, does not work like a charm. What's your opinion on that?
Yeah, I think men have a much, and a lot of times they're just not doing it right, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, or you're not eating enough, you know, because that's what I found too. But again, it goes back to the hormones. It's causing a lot of issues in women with their hormones.
Yeah. I've heard of a lot of like amenorrhea, you know, maybe hormonal acne and things like that with doing a maybe too harsh of an intermittent fasting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it's good to give your digestive system a break, but every day like that, you know, it just goes against like the circadian rhythm that we like talked about. And, you know, there's been studies even that have shown like, yeah, you might be able to lose weight, but like long-term it's no better than just like eating healthy. Right. Or like, you know what I'm saying? It's like the same. Right. So you might as well just like, can you sustain that long-term as well? Do you really not want to eat breakfast ever with your family, you know? Or like, right. And maybe people like are okay being a little lenient, but like, is it then the lifestyle that you want to live?
Mm-hmm. You know? No, it's not.
Either. But yeah, and I mean, you know, like I said, you know, I think it's important to go like give your digestion a break. And so, you know, I don't eat past 7:30, you know, and then I don't eat until 7:38, you know, the next morning, you know? So like, I'm still, if you want to call it fasting, I don't really like look at it at that. I'm just giving myself a break because we do process calories differently in the evening. There's been so many studies that have shown that, you know, so it's better than, you know, like I said, to eat them more in the morning than in the evening. So giving your body in the break in the evening actually is going to work way better.
Yeah, I like that. Okay. So skipping breakfast, what are a couple more?
Things that people are doing.
Like lifestyle habits that maybe need to be shifted that are cause, like a root cause of this inflammation.
I would say eating dairy.
Okay. I had a feeling you were going to say that.
Yeah. Yeah. Dairy is really, it's highly inflammatory. Yeah.
Why?
Because it just raises the CRP levels in your body.
What is a CRP?
Yeah. So that's your, yep. So that is the blood work, level.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yep. That's measured. Yeah. So that is going to, yeah, just cause inflammation in your body. A lot of times, you know, when people like, they'll see it in digestive issues, right? With dairy, you'll see it in skin issues, acne, you know, like all these, like, my husband had acne for like years, even into his adulthood, like really bad. And when we cut out dairy, it like completely cleared up, like no issues. Wow. Whatsoever. Yeah. Yeah. So a lot. It manifests itself like on skin a lot of times too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep. Well, I'm sure you've seen that raw milk and cottage cheese are just all the rage right now. So what's your opinion on raw milk? Or I guess there's no really no such thing as like, well, raw cheese. Is that a thing? I don't know.
I think so, right? It's just less processed maybe. I don't know. What do I think about it? I think the same. It's still going to cause inflammation.
Still dairy. You know?
Yeah, still dairy.
What about like goat milk?
I still think it just, I mean, I just don't know why we need it. You know okay. what I mean? I just.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah. I don't think it's doing okay. anything for you, you know?
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. So goodbye, dairy. and one or two more.
But I want to say that with like, I know people are like, oh my gosh, I could never give up dairy. Right. Mm-hmm. And I want like to shift that mindset because we live in such like this all or nothing like mentality in this world, especially when it comes to our health. And in that you don't have to like, that doesn't mean you have to give it up. Like, all the time. Does that make sense? Like,
yeah.
I would greatly reduce it and I would eliminate it as much as possible. But like, if you're at someone's house and they serve something with it, right? Like, okay, you know, like kind of have that be like the exception, but just not like the rule. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. Another one. You are like stumping me. I'm trying to think of something else that people are doing lifestyle wise.
Well, let's just say someone comes to you and they are very fatigued. They have a lot of joint pain. Like, how do you find the root causes of the things they're doing in their daily life that is causing all of this stuff? Mm-hmm. Like, what are a few things that you see all the time?
Yeah. I mean, it really comes down to like their nutrition, honestly. Like that's mm-hmm. like that's why we work so heavily on that. So eating the dairy, eating just a lot of like animal products in general. Not that okay. you can't ever have them, but just they're what I'm finding is it's not necessarily it is what they're eating, but it's also what they're not eating. So that's what I would say. It's what they're not eating. You know what I mean? They're not eating enough fruits and vegetables. They're not eating enough, you know, legumes or, you know, things like that. They're not getting flax or any chia seeds that's going to help. So that's really what I would say is it's not necessarily what they're doing. It's also what they're not doing too.
Right. So what about the extreme of just completely cutting out animal products?
What you mean, like, would that help?
Yeah. Like, are you in support of that or not necessarily necessary?
I think it's definitely helpful if you want to get rid of inflammation.
Yeah. Like forever, for good.
If you want to keep it down. Yeah.
Are you a vegan?
I would say plant-based.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that.
Yeah. So the difference between vegan and plant-based, vegans are often eat a lot of processed foods, right? Processed mm-hmm. foods or processed like just anything. You know what I mean?
That's burger like, patties.
Yeah. The packaged, you know, meals are like, oh, it, you know, it just doesn't have animal products, so they'll eat it. Where plant-based is very much like the nutrients, right? So legumes, like the whole grains, like fresh foods, and not processed. Yeah. Yeah. So we lean definitely towards that. But again, when I work with women, it's not this all or like, it's not an all or nothing approach. Like you can still have some animal protein or you can still have some dairy here and there, but you're going to see a huge shift in your inflammation, you know, when you mm-hmm. greatly reduce those and then also add in the things that are really going to help and nourish your body.
Yeah. Okay. So I'm interested when somebody does work with you, I'm sure you do more than just say like, well, eat more vegetables. So yeah. What exactly does your process look like that maybe some people might be able to take a few tips and try at home?
Yeah. So I take a very, it's a step-by-step approach. So you're not changing everything at all at once. So the first week, we really focus on four key things, really three, because one of them is like sending in their food journal just so I can see. And it's not, I hate tracking. I hate it. So it's not that. It's more for them to stay accountable, for me to see what are you actually eating so that we can determine, you know, what we need to change, you know, in the future, but it's not meant for long term. So really three core things. The first one is making sure you're drinking enough water, which I know does not seem sexy, but people are not drinking enough water. They think they are. Like I'll have so many people who are like, oh, I'm drinking enough. And then they'll be like, oh, actually I tracked today. And I'm like half of what I thought, you know? So really making sure that you're drinking enough water for your body.
How do we know that? How much water?
Yep. So you can, we actually have a, water calculator, on our website that determines it. And I cannot remember like the formula that we use, but you can just plug in your information, you know, and it'll give you that. But yeah, so I would say most people are like, depends on like, you know, cause it takes into consideration weight, your activity, all of that. But I would say no less than like the 8 glasses of 8 ounces, you know what I mean? So I would at least say around the 64 to 80 ounces is kind of where you need to be. But most people need even more, especially if you're active. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And then the second core thing is taking turmeric. And so you at least want to take 1/4 teaspoon of that because that's really going to kickstart, you know, everything. I add mine to my smoothie. We actually have our own turmeric supplement that has the dose. So you can take that. And that's really helpful if you're like on the go or you're not having a smoothie because it doesn't taste that great. So that's one of the things as well as we work on the high fiber breakfast. That's where we start. We start with the breakfast, you know, and making sure that it's, you know, has a good amount of fiber in it. And that's kind of like the core three things that women will work on.
Okay. I like that. Can we get a couple more breakfast options? Because I know for myself, like a smoothie isn't always sounding good.
Yeah. Yep. So the other option that a lot of women will eat is like oatmeal.
Oh,
So
I love
oatmeal.
oatmeal.
Yeah. So you can, I mean, you can do, it's a vehicle for so many things, you know that, like you can add so, you can make it so many different flavors and all of that. The core thing that I always recommend is like when you have oatmeal, like adding the flax meal and or the chia seeds just to bulk it up, get the, you know, get the fiber and all the nutrients from that, the omega-3s, all of that. So yeah, that's kind of where I go. Or like a quinoa bowl. My husband is in like this, he'll do quinoa and a bunch of fruit and just all sorts like cinnamon, and I think he adds some milk, like almond milk to it. So yeah, it's a whole thing. So those are kind of the
Yeah.
three that I would recommend. Yeah.
And so doable. Like, okay, drink your water, got it. Turmeric in my smoothie. Fiber breakfast, good to go.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah, and it's
So,
just, oh, go ahead.
nope, you.
No, I was just gonna say, I mean, it's so simple, but like that's where we have to start, right? And we have
Right.
to start at like the basics, because if you don't have that down, you can't keep going up. You know, everyone wants to start here, or they want all the like everything. Like I want to change everything at once, but I'm telling you, like it doesn't last, you know? And so when you do it
Yeah.
this way, you know, and you can still progress quickly in a sense, you know, like if you're like, okay, I got this breakfast down, sure, let's add, what else do we need to add? You know, what's the next step? But we just don't want to do it all, because you just get overwhelmed, you know, and there's so
Yeah.
much more that goes into our health as well. Like, yes, we want the nutrition, but we got to make sure our mindset is in the right place too. You know, that plays such a huge role, you know, in our long-term health too.
Yeah, I'm huge on that. I'm almost kind of team like where your mentality is going to be your outcome, let alone, you
Yeah.
know, what you do. So how do you support your clients in getting to that mindset? 'Cause I know at least for myself when I'm in a bad place, like it is really hard to get out of that. So what are your tips and tricks to kind of pull out of that space?
Yeah. One of the things that I really help my women see is just like the like looking at their day differently, you know? So like we break it up into four quarters. So you know, you have quarter one, quarter two, quarter three, quarter four, and that could be like morning, you know, maybe mid-morning, around lunch, early afternoon, evening, you know, however you want to break it up. But because oftentimes if you mess up, I'm saying this because it is what it is, but you mess up, you know, in quarter one, you like then throw the whole day away, right? Or even quarter two, you throw the rest of the day away. Whereas if you look at it and you're like, oh, that was just one quarter, I still have three quarters to go. You know, I can still make healthy choices. I can still do something for my health. I don't have to throw the whole day away. And that really gets women past like that mentality of like that all or nothing, you know, and able to just like not sabotage themselves, because that's what's happening when we do that. And then you're never truly making a lasting change, because you're always starting and stopping, you know, and that's just going to give you a lot of freedom too in your health, knowing that like, okay, it didn't maybe go as I planned. Or, you know, maybe I didn't make the best choice, but I can learn from it. That's really important as well. Like, what can I learn from this? You know, could I have done something different? Could I have prepped ahead of time my breakfast, you know, and I, instead of running out the door and eating a bagel at work, I don't know, you know, or, you know, could I have chosen something different as opposed to the cookie at the, you know, wherever? So it's just like learning from it. To determine, okay, what can I do next time? Or maybe you enjoyed the cookie and that was great. Keep moving on. You know, like you can have that balance as well. Yeah.
Yeah, I've heard before for things like that. Because I was just thinking about like when you've lived your whole life as an all or nothing type of person, it can be hard to remember that, like, no, we have four parts to this day. You know, that was just the first part. I have the next three that I can nail.
Yeah.
And I've heard a really good tip of having like a, an anchor, I think, is what we called it. And it's like a ring, or maybe it's like a background of your phone or something, just reminding you of like whenever you look at this ring or picture or whatever it is, it reminds you that there are four parts to the day. And even if up until now your day's been trash, right now you can switch it up. So I just wanted to give that little tip because I feel like I know for me, it can be hard to remember, like, no, the day is not over. Like, we can
Yeah.
continue on better.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Having the any sort of reminder is always helpful, right? Mm-hmm. To like trigger our mind to be like, oh, okay, like I can snap out of this. You know, I don't have to like throw this whole day away. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I did want to ask you too, because I've heard before in terms of, I'm just like speaking about women, because kind of what we were talking about with intermittent fasting, it's kind of the same idea with in terms of hormones and stuff. But I've heard that certain types of workouts can be pro-inflammatory. Mm-hmm. Do you have an opinion on that?
Yeah, I think it can just exasperate things, right? If you are already in a state where your body is inflamed, you know, like it can just kind of exasperate it. Sometimes that can be, not that you can't work out fasted, you know, but sometimes that can exasperate it if you already do have inflammation, you know, going on in your body. But usually once you like overcome the inflammation, like you're able to then, like it doesn't affect you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, interesting. So if you have inflammation, then say like a hard spinning workout might be mm-hmm. bad. But mm-hmm. if you have your nutrition down and you're not having inflammation, then it might be good for you.
Yeah, or it's just not going to affect you like someone who does have the inflammation, you know? That's why like women who are like, oh, I'm working out all the time and doing what I need to do, you know, and they're not losing weight. Well, it's because they have inflammation. That's literally, I mean, inflammation just like blocks you, you know, from losing weight essentially, because your body's just like fighting against it. And so that's where it's like, okay, yes, exercise is great, but like we need the nutrition to be aligned as well, you know, to really help you and really get the benefits then of that exercise.
Interesting. Okay, that's really cool. I've never heard that. And what about cortisol? Like, what does cortisol play in all of this?
Yeah, I mean, it plays a role. I don't do a ton of like with cortisol, honestly, but yeah, I mean, it definitely like we want to make sure that our cortisol is, you know, it's a hormone, right? We want to make sure that that's like that's level, you know, and where it needs to be. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. I was just thinking that like I had a hypothetical of like, what if someone's doing all of the right things? They're drinking their water, they're eating all of their fiber with the turmeric and everything, but they're just really stressed out. Like, would that cause a lot of inflammation? Why is that word so hard sometimes?
Sometimes it is. Yeah. I mean, when you're stressed out, yeah, that's going to play a big toll, you know, which I guess is the cortisol, you know, all of that. But yeah, I mean, stressed out anytime. That's like, you know, like, when women are so obsessed with weight loss, that's like adding stress to their body, which like mm-hmm. then is like doing the exact opposite of what they want. You know what I mean? I'm like, just like relax a little bit, you know? So yeah, it definitely it's connected. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Interesting. Okay. Well, what I always love this question with my experts, what mm-hmm. is bad advice from anti-inflammation experts that you've heard that you're like, no, that is so wrong?
Oh goodness, that's a good one. What is bad information from experts? I would say it's more of like an idea of like eliminating like the elimination diets and things like that. You know, that.
Oh.
Yeah.
So this thing I said I'm going to do, you say don't do it.
Well, I don't know exactly what you're doing. I mean, I know you're like eating whole foods, but.
Yeah. Yeah. It's pretty much, it's like nothing crazy. It's like cutting out all of the inflammatory foods like dairy, gluten, soy, alcohol, sugar, all that.
Yeah. But you're still eating a lot of other, you're eating like the good
for
food.
Sure.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. No. What I'm talking about is like they will cut out like a ton of things, like, you know, like nightshades and like all the, you know what I mean? Like just like super, where people are like, I only have 5 things to eat. That's what I'm talking about. You know, and so, and I say that because yes, everyone says they feel good right off of that, but it's not long term. And we want like that sustainability. That's why I'm like, yes, it might help you, but is it going to help you long term? And then all your hard work, right, to like fight to do it, you know, because that's hard. You're starving and you don't, you know, just doesn't pay off long term, you know?
Right. I think if you have to Google, like, can I eat XYZ, like, what is a nightshade, then maybe that's a little too stressful. Yeah,
I know. Yes. Let's just, like, simplify things. Yes. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, for
sure. I love that. Yeah. Let's just take it down to the roots.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep. Cool. And that's why we started the basics, because like I said, some people aren't just aren't even doing water. So we got to get there, or you think you are. Yeah. It's important.
Yeah, definitely. It's like the snowball effect. Mm-hmm. Well, I love that. I feel like I have learned so much. I'm going to go put turmeric in a smoothie after we hang up right now. But I love to end with a value of the week. So obviously the entire episode is full of value, but it's something that's adding value specifically to your life. So it could be a podcast that you're loving, a recipe that you're loving, a workout, a book, a show making you laugh, anything. If you would like, I can go first so I can give you a second to think of something.
Yeah, go for it.
Okay. So I what was it? Monday, I think, made this food prepped. Like I said in the beginning, I'm like at the end of our 2 month long move, and I'm just so tired of feeling like I've just been eating out for months. So I food prepped some chicken salad to make like either a salad or wraps or whatever. And it was so easy and so good and so filling. And I was like, I need to do that every week and everyone needs to know about it. So I did shredded chicken, Primal Kitchen, avocado mayo, dried cherries that have no sugar in them, no added sugar, I should say, and celery. And it was just, nice. It was perfect. I loved it.
Yeah. Prepping can definitely make a difference for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love that. Yeah. Mine would be, I just started reading How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. I don't know. Have you heard of Have you read that one? Yeah. Yes. I don't know why. I mean, we've had it forever. My husband's read it. And I'm like, I think I need to pick this up. And it's like exactly like what I needed in the, you know what I mean? Like, I love when that happens, when you're like, oh, I haven't read this and I need to, but like this moment is when I need it, you know? So
yeah. What is like a top tip that you've gotten from it?
I think just the reminder of like when you're talking to people, it's about them. You know, like people want to know like what's in it for them, essentially, especially if you're like talking to a potential client, like it's all about like, it's not about my program and how it's like what their payoff is going to be. What do they want? You know? So yeah, it's just been, I'm only in like chapter two, but it's been good so far.
I love that. My husband and I were just talking about that concept of like, you find people really nice or people find you really nice when you're just constantly talking about them, not yourself.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love that. Well, cool. Where can everyone find you on socials? Where can they email you to work with you or follow along with all of your tips and tricks?
Yeah. So lifewelllived.fitness is my website. And then it's just at Kara Swanson on Instagram.
Cool. Yeah. I love it. Well, thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah. Thanks so much for having me. This was fun.
Yeah, of course. All right. Well, I love you guys. See you next Tuesday. I hope that you enjoyed that episode. I would absolutely love it if you would give me a rating, a review, and subscribe. That is the best way to support the show. And of course, if you think you have a friend or a loved one that would love this episode as well, give it a send. Appreciate you. Love you. Bye.